Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome to all of our parishioners, our outreach community, and especially anyone who may be visiting with us here today as we celebrate the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It's good to be together again. For those who are unable to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament today, let us pray an act of spiritual communion and ask for the graces of the Most Holy Eucharist. My Jesus, I believe that you are in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long for you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you have already come, I embrace you and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Our presider for this liturgy and welcome back is Father Peter, and the Mass is being offered for Florence Eifert, who turned 96 on August the 6th.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christ eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, whom taught by the Holy Spirit we dare to call our Father, bring, we pray, to perfection in our hearts this spirit of adoption as your sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The night of the Passover was known beforehand to our fathers, that with sure knowledge of the oaths in which they had put their faith, they might have courage. Your people awaited the salvation of the just and the destruction of their foes. For when you punished our adversaries, in this you glorified us whom you had summoned. For in secret the holy children of the good were offering sacrifice and putting into effect with one accord the divine institution. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were well attested. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. By faith, he received power to generate, even though he was past the normal age, and Sarah herself was sterile. For he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. So it was that there came forth from one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sands on the seashore. All these died in faith. They did not receive what had been promised, but saw it and greeted it from afar, and acknowledge themselves to be strangers and aliens on earth. For those who speak thus show that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land from which they had come, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better homeland, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was ready to offer his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac, descendants shall bear your name." He reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead, and he received Isaac back as a symbol. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach, nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely, and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations, nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There was a moment in my childhood that I always dreaded and would come around periodically. My mother would look at us and she would say, "It's time to clean the house." And there was a specific reason for cleaning the house on these occasions. We hosted a bunch of girls for Little Flowers. It's probably 10 or 11. And our house would periodically be invaded by little girls coming over for Little Flowers. And the boys would be exiled to the basement, and we would still have to clean. Where was our benefit from Little Flowers? But there was a song that they would sing for Little Flowers, which was actually our second reading, the very first part of that second reading. "Faith is confident assurance concerning what we hope for, and conviction about things we cannot see." Hebrews 11:1, St. Catherine of Siena, "Pray for us that we may serve God faithfully." That's how the song went. Stuck in my head forever. It's stuck there forever. But that's a good thing to have stuck in my head. The definition of faith. What is faith? Faith is the very beginning, the very roots of who we are as the people of God. Who we are as a Catholic people depends upon faith. The sacrament of faith is baptism. And from the moment of our baptism, we are part of the mystical body of Christ, part of the Catholic Church, the sacrament of faith. So faith makes us part of the church, Faith is confident assurance concerning what we hope for. Confident assurance. It's not a math problem. I can't just reason my way to the faith. Faith is reasonable, but it's not a math problem. 2 + 2 = 4. Faith, I don't arrive at in the same way. I can't just look at everything, put all the pieces together, and say faith is absolutely, definitely true in the same way I can say 2 + 2 = 4. And yet it's confident assurance. Confident assurance. Where does our confidence come from when we're talking about faith? I want to talk about faith in terms of a few things. I think there's part of the faith that relates to our head, and it's the part that we may be more or less familiar with, hard to say, but there's an element that has to do with our head, the content of the faith. And then there's part of the faith that has to do with our heart. It's a little more in the confidence realm. Right, what's going on in my heart? Do I really trust God to do what he says he's going to do? To save me from death? To forgive my sins? Do I trust God? And then there's an element of faith that is action. As St. James says, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. If our faith is not put into practice, if we don't live out our faith, it's just a bunch of rules and ideas. We have to live our faith. Faith is always meant to be something living that bears fruit in the world, that leads us to hope and to charity, to care for others, to love God and to love other people. Faith without works is dead. So what is the part that relates to our head? What is the content of the faith? Well, we go through catechesis, we learn lots of things, we can read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and it seems like there's an enormous amount of information that's involved in the faith. And that's important. The information is genuinely very important and very beautiful, but it's too much for pretty much anybody to memorize. I studied theology for 5 years, and I still don't even know, I've barely scratched the surface of theology, right? Volumes and volumes and volumes have been written about the content of the faith, people using their reason to think about God. And I haven't even scratched the surface. 5 years of dedicated studies in theology. So the content of the faith, clearly there's something more that has to be going on with our intellect. It's not just memorization of all the facts I can learn about God and about the church and about Revelation. There's something else that's involved here. My mind needs to assent to say yes to the revelation given through Jesus Christ. An assent of the intellect. Our parish patron, St. Thomas Aquinas, was the one who said that. Our minds say, I believe this is true. I hold this to be true because God has revealed it. What has God revealed to us for salvation? Everything we read in the scriptures was revealed to us for our salvation. Everything the church teaches us in her official magisterium is part of revelation. Everything we receive from the church fathers and their unanimous agreement is part of revelation. It comes down to two big things. Scripture and tradition makes up the content of the faith. And we receive the content of the faith through the church. It can be confusing because now in the world we have a whole bunch of Protestant denominations who believe in Jesus, but don't appear to believe in any founded church. They don't think that Jesus founded a church. Well, as Catholics, we believe that Jesus did found a church and that he continues to guide that church. And that is part of our faith. Faith is not just an opinion. It's not a set of values. It's what God has revealed to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. So, faith is also radical because it's founded not on any human opinion, not on our speculation. The content of the faith is founded on the authority of God who reveals himself in Jesus Christ. So we accept every truth that the Catholic Church teaches in her official magisterium. We can't pick and choose. We can't just say, well, you know, I believe Jesus founded the church, but Jesus led the church wrong there. No. Part of our faith is receiving and believing everything that the church hands down for our belief. Now, the heart. How do we trust God? There's a number of difficulties here at a personal level, especially to just look at God and say, all right, I trust you entirely. We know that faith is radical. We heard Jesus say, sell your belongings and give alms. Okay, that's not easy. We heard about Abraham, who was willing to sacrifice his son Isaac, the promised one. Isaac to Abraham meant everything. Abraham would much sooner die than see Isaac die. And yet, he was willing to sacrifice Isaac out of faith because he trusted God. What builds our trust in God? What builds our trust in God, first and foremost, is love for the one who reveals himself. Love for Jesus Christ. Practicing our faith, drawing close to him. We heard today that the Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Think about that. Your heavenly Father, his pleasure, his desire is to be with you for eternity. Remarkable that God is on our side. We know God is trustworthy because he would rather die on a cross than spend eternity without us. God is trustworthy. So we put our heart's trust in God. We accept the authority of what he reveals to us through the church, and then we put it into action. The place that we most encounter the kingdom God wants to give to us is right here in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar, a literal meeting place of heaven and earth. Faith is difficult because it has to do with the unseen. And here, the unseen meets the seen. God, who is invisible, transforms the bread and wine into his own body and blood, something we touch, something we receive, something we eat. God has broken into our time and space in the person of Jesus Christ. And it's up to us to receive Jesus, to take what we receive, and to bring that same love we see given by our Father in heaven, and bring it to each and every person we see, each and every person we meet. Let's resolve again today, brothers and sisters, to remember our faith, to remember what it is, and to put it into action. Please stand as we profess our faith. I believe in one God,
the Father of all, Creator of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, Lord and Father of all ages, God of God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten. All things remain, for us and for our sins.
We lift up our needs to the Lord, trusting in his profound love and care for us.
That through his word and the sacraments, Christ may prepare the church for his return. Let us pray to the Lord. That the Spirit of God may be a help and a shield to just and upright nations, let us pray to the Lord. That immigrants, refugees, and all who must sojourn in foreign lands may be led by the Lord to safety, let us pray to the Lord. That members of this assembly may receive from God the gift of fortitude in the face of adversity, let us pray to the Lord. That the sick and suffering come to know the healing presence of the Lord in their lives, especially Elizabeth Tichwan, Orlando Barcoso, Tom Paul, our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer, let us pray to the Lord. That all who have died in Christ may be led by God to the heavenly city he has prepared for them, especially Dr. Peter Luya, Jose Guzman, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we present these prayers to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Who my trust.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Be pleased, O Lord, to accept the offerings of your church, for in your mercy you have given them to be offered, and by your power you transform them into the mystery of our salvation, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right to give you thanks, truly just to give you glory, Father most holy. For you are the one God, living and true, existing before all ages, and abiding for all eternity, dwelling in unapproachable light. Yet you, who alone are good, the source of life, have made all that is, so that you might fill your creatures with blessings, and bring joy to many of them by the glory of your light. And so in your presence are countless hosts of angels who serve you day and night, and gazing upon the glory of your face, glorify you without ceasing. With them we too confess your name in exultation, giving voice to every creature under heaven as we acclaim. We give you praise, Father most holy, for you are great, and you have fashioned all your works in wisdom and in love. You formed man in your own image and entrusted the whole world to his care, so that in serving you alone, the Creator, he might have dominion over all creatures. And when through disobedience he had lost your friendship, you did not abandon him to the domain of death, for you came in mercy to the aid of all, so that those who seek might find you. Time and again you offered them covenants, and through the prophets taught them to look forward to salvation. And you so loved the world, Father most holy, that in the fullness of time you sent your only begotten Son to be our Savior. Made incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, he shared our human nature in all things but sin. To the poor he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, and to the sorrowful of heart joy. To accomplish your plan, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the dead, he destroyed death and restored life, and that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose again for us. He sent the Holy Spirit from you, Father, as the first fruits for those who believe, so that bringing to perfection his work in the world, he might sanctify creation to the full. Therefore, O Lord, we pray, may this same Holy Spirit graciously sanctify these offerings, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for the celebration of this great mystery, which he himself left us as an eternal covenant. For when the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, Father most holy, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And while they were at supper, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, taking the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, he gave thanks and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we now celebrate the memorial of our redemption, we remember Christ's death and his descent to the realm of the dead. We proclaim his resurrection and his ascension to your right hand. And as we await his coming in glory, we offer you his body and blood, the sacrifice acceptable to you, which brings salvation to the whole world. Look, O Lord, upon the sacrifice which you yourself have provided for your church, and grant in your loving kindness to all who partake of this one bread and one chalice, that gathered into one body by the Holy Spirit, they may truly become a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your glory. Therefore, Lord, remember now all for whom we offer this sacrifice, especially your servant Leo, our Pope, Earl, our Bishop, and the whole order of bishops, all the clergy, those who take part in this offering, those gathered here before you, your entire people, and all who seek you with a sincere heart. Remember also those who have died in the peace of your Christ and all the dead, whose faith you alone have known. To all of us, your children, grant, O merciful Father, that we may enter into a heavenly inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with your apostles and saints in your kingdom, there with the whole of creation, freed from the corruption of sin and death, may we glorify you through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Let us pray. May the communion in your sacrament that we have consumed save us, O Lord, and confirm us in the light of your truth, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
And let us go forth singing number 742, The Church's One Foundation, number 742.
Thank you for joining us today for the Outreach Mass. I'm Father Gordon Riegel. Whether or not you are comfortable sharing the faith with others, when you support the Outreach Mass as a disciple, you are sharing the good news with thousands of viewers across Michigan. Please help us to keep the Outreach Mass on the air. You may send donations to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for being part of our worshiping community and for sharing the faith. May God bless and keep you.